fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Fitter Happier. The 31st of May on Monday is World No Tobacco Day, and this year's message is to commit to quit. The COVID pandemic has put a spotlight on smoking as a risk factor for poorer health outcomes when afflicted by illness and disease, making it even more important that we continue to reduce smoking rates in Australia. Lorena Chapman from Cancer Council WA joins us today to discuss the Cancer Council's very own program, Make Smoking History. Welcome, Lorena.
Thanks, Lawrence. It's lovely to join you today.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you do at the Cancer Council WA?
Yep. I'm the Senior Policy and Research Coordinator on the Make Smoking History team. So I'm responsible for overseeing the work of our team in the policy and research area. So this involves advocating for stronger tobacco control policy on a state and national level, and commissioning or conducting research projects to inform best practice tobacco control approaches.
Okay, very well done. What's the key message in the Make Smoking History campaign?
Well, Make Smoking History's key message is to quit smoking, remain quit, and not to take up smoking. So we do this by supporting people to quit smoking, improving people's access to healthy environments free from tobacco smoke. We work to reduce smoking rates among the general population through our population-wide strategies, including our mass media campaigns. Some of the listeners may have seen our most recent campaign, Voice Box, which features the removal of a smoker's voice box during to laryngeal cancer. And in recent years, a large part of our work has also been increasing opportunities to support priority populations to quit smoking. These targeted interventions involve working alongside the community health services that people already have existing connection to.
Amazing work being done out there. It sounds like an in-depth campaign, a holistic approach to supporting the community members who really seek hoping to quit smoking. Has the Make Smoking History campaign made a difference to smoking rates here in WA?
Yes, the Make Smoking History was established in 2000 with the goal of reducing the prevalence of tobacco smoking among adults in WA. So during this time, there has been significant declines in smoking rates among the general population. So in 2002, about 22.5% of WA adults aged 18 years and over smoked. And in 2018, this number had halved to 11.5%. And the latest data that we have from 2019 shows it's reduced again to 10.3%. However, we cannot take our foot off the pedal yet. We haven't seen a reduction in smoking rates among the general population. We have seen a reduction in smoking rates among the general population. However, there are still high smoking rates among priority populations. And research shows that when we do not continue to prioritise tobacco control initiatives, including investing in mass media campaigns, smoking rates will go up.
Okay, it sounds like there's been some amazing efforts in the last 20 years with halving smoking rates here in WA since the year 2000, and that number decreasing in just the last 12 months as well. But I hear you call for more funding to continue these campaigns going strong. More personally, each smoker's experience is quite different. How can someone find and approach someone to help quitting, and what might work for them?
So I guess every smoker's journey is different. For some people, take several quit attempts before quitting for good. We know that best practice quit smoking support includes a combination of stop smoking medications, such as nicotine replacement therapy to manage chemical withdrawals, and behavioural intervention from a service such as Quitline to tackle the emotional habitual aspects of tobacco dependence. So if someone was looking to provide support to someone, they could visit the Make Smoking History website, which is makesmokinghistory.org.au, contact the Quitline by calling 137848 or visiting online at quitlinewa.org.au. There's also a My Quit Buddy app, which can be downloaded for free. There's a website called Quit Coach, which provides tailored support for people wanting to quit smoking. And, of course, visiting your GP, Aboriginal health worker, telehealth service, or talking to your pharmacist is always good as well.
so much support out there, and it's always increasing. Sounds like the Cancer Council has been doing some increasingly excellent efforts over the last 20 years to halve smoking rates here in WA. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and best of luck in the future smoking campaigns. Lorena.
Thank you so much, Lawrence.
You're listening to On The Record.
Just there, the Cancer Council's Lorena Chapman talking all about Monday's World No Tobacco Day, talking about all about WA's Stop Smoking campaigns over the last 20 years and the excellent work they've been doing in halving smoking rates here in WA since the year 2000. There's so much support out there. If you're seeking it, you can head to makesmokinghistory.org.au to learn more. The Healthy WA website's a good place to start as well, or you can call a human being on the quit line 1378 48. Just there, we were on the weekly Fitter Happier segment, learning all about our own human health and the different health campaigns that are ongoing here in WA week in, week out.